conversation is between somebody from New Zealand and someone from Australia. There are accents that quite often get muddled up. The girls talk quite lucidly about what they feel are the roots of their accents and the differences between them. Listen out particularly for Claire, the New Zealand student, talking about her uncle, and the example she gives is that Tun Manuts, which you hear that sort of Scottish heritage creeping through. She also talked off mic about the rolled R of Scots still being very present in the southern part of the islands. So not her accent, but if you go down to the southern part of New Zealand, you'll hear again that influence of the Scottish rolled R.
My name is Rebecca Murphy, and I am 36 years old next week, and I'm originally from Australia, and I lived in Australia until I was 25, and then I moved over to Scotland. So my Australian accent is really weird. I come in and out of it. I find that when I speak to my parents at home, it is far, far stronger, and I'm not conscious of the fact that it changes. I slip in and out, and it can be very broad. I grew up in Brisbane, which is also very kind of broad, much broader Australian accent as well. So I think I've toned it down, though. I'm not sure.
My name is Claire Marcy-Wilson, and I'm from New Zealand, and I'm 23 years old. And I've been in the UK for over a year now, but I spent a bit of time in London before I came up to Scotland. And I'm from the top of the South Island, Nelson, which is a little sunny town, and I spent my undergraduate years, which is a couple of years, in Wellington. My accent, I don't think it's shifted a huge amount.
No.
I think it's pretty much it's pretty much how it was. And occasionally I'll like Skype my parents and they'll sort of want me to have changed. They'll be like, oh, it's not gone Scottish. They always make jokes about it. But it's pretty much as is, I think. But
yes.
It is a softer,
it's a
Kiwi
much
accent.
Softer one.
Yeah. It's sort of, I did lots of years of, I suppose you'd call it elocution lessons,
yeah.
Speech and drama. I did like 8 years. And I used to get told how to pronounce things properly, and so I'd like be taught a little bit out of my accent at times.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think the biggest differences are in our accents?
It's something to do with the nose. I think it's something to do with what's going
nasal.
On. It's what's going on in the nose, or like how far forward and how far back the accent is. I always think of, Rhys Darby in the Flight of the Conchords, and that kind of sort of weirdly swallowed, kind of
Didn't
low down.
Do your Rhys Darby.
My Rhys Darby. Oh, what does he say? See things like, he comes out at the beginning of a stand up and he's like, hello, yes, sorry, I don't have any answers. I know you saw me, you thought, oh, here he is, he's going to fix it. Finally! But I do know how to do an impression of a robot, you know. But it's quite like, and you're, Murray, my name's Murray, you know, it's sort of almost down in the throat a little bit as well. There's sort of,
Yeah.
And like, when we were talking about this before, my uncle has this thing where, and it reminded me of it recently. He has this thing where he is like, he'll say, Munnuts, 10 Munnuts. Like, oh, just take me 10 minutes, Claire. He's hamming himself up. But I suppose there are definitely people who are like that.
Cliche's a cliche because it's true.
Because it exists.
Yeah.
What do you think of
with Australian, it's really weird. The placement in my ear, anyway, it moves from back to forward depending on where you are in the country.
Yeah.
I found that, if I were to talk to my parents, I would kind of, I'd talk a little bit like that. And we swear a lot. I find it really easy to swear in Australian, which gets me into a bit of trouble. But the placement seems to be forward, it seems to be hard palate, it seems to be quite tight, it seems to be tonally, there's not a lot of colour, there's not a lot of shape. You have, a really kind of limited range, and obviously you go up at the end, because you're not sure. The thing too, I always imagine, and it is to do with the landscape, like you have vast distances that have no hills that generally, especially in Brisbane, have, you know, it's a lot of it's flat. And that seems to be the accent, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're trying to cover a really vast distance. So you've got to, how's it going to get there and be loud?
Mm.
So it's hard palate, nose, and it's forward on the tooth.
Yeah.
And then the shape, you got flies, so it doesn't open up a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that's very broad and very kind of cod. But it, even talking about it, my accent changes. It's quite funny. But it... Yeah, I find that geography helps me anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, I was around some girls the other day who are Kiwis, and I hadn't been around Kiwis in a while, and they both had much stronger accents than me. And I could feel myself trying to get it stronger. And actually, something that you come across is the women have quite low voices. And I wonder if it's kind of like, I think it's something to do with the culture of like the rugby players and this kind of tough southern man.
Yeah, hard Maori women too.
And the Maori women and stuff. And there's quite a tough kind of pulled back kind of, nothing phases you. But it's interesting how you say about the end of the line going up, because I hear myself doing that all the time. And
it's,
I remember,
antipode in that, I reckon.
Yeah, it must be both, because I used to always get told off about that, and I had to like teach myself to go down at the end of sentences.
Okay, now just for this recording, there are a couple of things. There's a fantastic, really bad cod New Zealand accent. There is a short film on YouTube that's called
Beached Airs.
And hey,
no,
bro.
I'm beached. Yeah, bro. Bro. Say bro.
Yeah. And then that's fantastic. That's hilarious, like, as a starting point.
Yeah.
The other thing would be for Aussie, I found music. There's a female band called The Waifs. Who went to London and then they went back to Australia, but they sing in a really ochre accent. And because, you know, you're singing so the vowels are long, it's actually really good to kind of hear, because you can hear as they hold a note, you can hear the change in the vowel, like from your A. Like, yeah, anyway, so The Waifs are great. And there's Missy Higgins as well. She's very Aussie and sings Aussie.
There's like also things that I'll say, I've sort of stopped myself saying, but I used to say A a lot, like, how's that? You know, that's something that I used to say. There's things that I've had to drop since I've moved here because people just like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't fit the cultural dynamic at all.
So bro is one. People get, and mate, you always say, oh yeah, mate. But recently someone pointed out to me that in Scotland it can seem quite loaded when you say mate. You know, it's got quite a menace to it, apparently. But, you know, you just say, oh, hey, mate, how's it going? Or, like, hey, bro. I often, as a kind of young woman in New Zealand, will often say that to women and men and, like, not want to, you know, like, everyone's kind of a bro.
Like, I use
there's this kind of, there's this weird, like, macho, or not, like, not macho, but, like, I don't know, there's sort of a swagger that women carry, I think, as well. Mm. And I think that's the same maybe in Australia to a certain extent, but it will come out in different ways. But there's a toughness to the...
Yeah, we've talked about this before, and we'll wrap this up. There's in Australia and New Zealand, there is a thing with women anyway that there isn't... Well, growing up, obviously I'm slightly older than you, but growing up as a girl going into teenagehood, clothing wasn't gender specific. You went into a shop and your parents didn't buy you blue for boys and pink for girls. Mm. You wore shorts, you wore a singlet, you wore a hat.
Yeah.
And it meant that, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I found that the deepness in the accent might have something to do with that.
Yeah, I think it definitely, I think it definitely does. And I think, and that was the same for me. And in a way, it's this funny thing of the idea. People always say to me over here, like, oh, New Zealand, it's like the UK 50 years ago, whatever. There's always this kind of gag about it. But in a way, in that way, that's actually quite good. Because there isn't such an emphasis. Like, you walk past a shop here with the baby clothes and it will be, like, very clearly, like, pink for the girls and blue for the boys. And there just there wasn't that much of a divide.
No.
Maybe it's sort of shifting now, I'm not sure, but...
You didn't grow up as your voice changed in puberty. You didn't grow up thinking that you... I didn't grow up thinking, anyway, that I had to be more feminine or that my voice had to be weaker.
Yeah. Or,
and,
like, higher or and, mm. and... Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting aspect of it.
It's the heat means that you can't... You know, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So, it's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so enjoy.